how do you think your experience has qualified you to be on the Borough Assembly?
Well, I think the Borough Assembly is about providing leadership and guidance within the community, and that was a large part of my job, especially over the last 11 years, to help people to move forward with projects and also to be a good listener and help to shape, I guess, policy and that is good for everyone, hopefully, and helps to keep things moving forward.
So why did you want to run for the Borough Assembly?
Well, I find myself at a point right now where I have time to do a project like this, and I think there's a fine balance between being involved and being over-involved in the Assembly as well, and I think I can hit a happy balance at this point in my life. And I also wanted to give back to the community, and I feel that this is a way for me to move forward with that. And there's some interesting things coming up for our community, and I'd like to be a part of helping to make those decisions.
What are some of those things?
I think continued economic diversification is really important, and I believe that we need to look at every project that comes forward with an eye towards the future and ensuring that we're not a one-industry town. And I believe that that diversity is going to do us the most good over time. I think we made a mistake in the past where we maybe focused too much in one area, and when that area collapsed, we wound up having many years of hardship. So I would like to try to avoid that. I would also like to see us moving forward with a new hospital and on the new campus, moving the clinic and the hospital in close proximity. I think it's put a great deal of hardship on the medical providers in the community to try and balance both their clinic time and their hospital time. And I think the hospital is at a point where my understanding is that the maintenance costs and the renovation costs are going to wind up placing a burden on the hospital versus a replacement of the facility. I don't know what that facility looks like, how big it would be, what its capacity is, but we definitely need a better facility both for long-term care and our hospital.
Would you say you have any other priorities for what you would want to work on in the Assembly?
I think I would. Another priority for me would be with the fire department. I'd like to see the city establish a capital account that would help the fire department to replace engines and pumper trucks as we move along here. Too often, I think we meet the maximum life of a fire truck, and then we wind up trying to come up with $200,000 all of a sudden. And I'd like to see the city start to move towards capital accounts for the fire department. I would also like to see us starting to really evaluate our recreation center, and My understanding is the pool's had issues with leaking, and it's getting old. And I also believe that when we switched over to the salt water system, it seems to have wreaked havoc on their internal structures. We're going to have to make some decisions about how we move forward with that as well. And I would like to be in a position to help, move that along, because I think a good recreation facility is vital to our community health and our spirit, and it also for children to learn to swim is absolutely vital. We've always had the pool since I've been here, but I know people who talk about that when there was no pool here and how it was tough for kids to learn to swim. So that's another priority that I think we need to take a good look at.